I'm sure mayroong mga musicians like Jazz who are used to creating at home, pero for others like kaming iba sa Ethereums na hindi kami equipped talaga to produce something at home, parang ito yung opportunity to go into that avenue.
The coronavirus pandemic has undoubtedly affected the music industry. In fact, much like other forms of entertainment, music bars and concert halls will be the last to open. But the irony here is, music and film are among the things people are looking for the most during the lockdown. I'm Kat Ventura, and in this special series of Mo Podcast, we take the disruption brought by COVID-19 and all the time quarantine affords us to consider what might not be a new normal that awaits us, but a better normal that we might as well work for. In this Better Normal episode, we talk about the challenges being faced by the music industry and how one band, among many others, managed to produce a single and a music video inside their homes. We called up Jugs, Jazz, Chino, and Kelvin of the Pinoy rock band Itchy Worms about their new single, The Silence, and the director of their music video, King Palisok. So back in May, the band released its single called The Silence. The song was written, recorded, and produced from inside your homes during the lockdown. What prompted all of this?
Hi everyone, I'm Jokes from the Itchy Worms. When the ECQ started, mga first 2 weeks, sabi namin, ano, i-enjoy natin to. Parang time off, di ba? Parang bakasyon, let's watch some Netflix and chill. After a while, we realized that, ano na eh, pang matagalan to eh. We might not have gigs or anything going for the band until 2021. So we can't just sit and wait. So we decided to be creative and to write songs about what's happening right now.
Let's talk about now how you produced the music. Kasi it sounded like it was produced in a studio. And I don't know how more people could pull it off na magkakahiwalay kayo eh. Or did you guys meet up for it?
Hi, I'm Jazz from the Itchy Worms. Meron kaming portal. hindi kami nagkita-kita talaga. We did it from our homes. Lahat kami, hiwa-hiwalay. All of us had proper recording equipment at home. Si Jugs, he only had, wala pa siya niyan, yung mic na nakikita niya na yan. Meron siya yan.
Please.
Yung parang headphone mic lang. And then, si Lachino din, he had this little practice amp na may USB out. So, he used that. Si Kel din, parang nagpalalamove ako sa kanya ng parang interface. And then, they all sent me the tracks. When Jugs and I wrote the song, parang we made this structure na skeleton structure lang. It's like a guide track. And then, I sent that to them. Sabi ko, latagan nyo na lang ng ano, kayo na bahala. Malaki na kayo. Kaya nyo na yan.
Jazz kasi works in the advertising industry. He writes jingles and he scores films for a living. So, he has the equipment at home.
Ever since, pagka kunyari may out of town na gig ang Worms, I always have to bring like a portable studio, sort of. So, parang dahil dun, medyo prepared ako to, you know, produce stuff from home.
Yeah, but it's still not like recording in the studio. But we also had help from his brother. His brother is a professional sound engineer, PV Nicolas from Big Baby Studios. Jazz got tips from PV, his brother, kung paano pagandahin yung tracks, paano linisin. Paano i-mix, actually, basically?
Natuto ako ng mga plugins na panglinis ng sound, yung mga pangtanggal ng electric fan sound sa background, tsaka yung mga aircon.
Okay, so aside from equipment, what other challenges did you face in creating the song?
Hi, I'm Chino from the Itchy Worms. Ang pinakamalaking nawala sa amin as a band is the ability to get into a room together and hammer out an arrangement for the song. Yun yung nawala talaga.
Which was one of our strengths.
Oo, strength talaga namin. Yun yung magkakasama kami sa isang room, tapos mag-areglo kami ng song. Sabi nga ni Jazz, parang siya yung naging director ng song. Kinuha niya yung best parts ng performances namin ni Kel and Jugs. And then, nilagay niya yung best instances para makabuo ng kwento within the song. Yung seed pa lang kasi nung song na pinadala ni Jugs sa kanila sa amin, nung pinakinggan ko, tinamaan ako eh. Kasi by that time, I think we had been mga going 2 months into quarantine na. Ako introvert ako, so sanay ako nasa bahay lang. Pero yung quarantine, iba talaga experience yun even for an introvert like me. Ang tawag ko nga dito, it's the great disruption. Na-disrupt lahat from livelihood to culture.
Weeks after the band released their new single, a music video of The Silence came out on YouTube. It was a series of footages shot during the lockdown. It showed empty streets, sinks filled with empty containers from takeout food, and people doing yoga, reading alone in their condo, or watching Netflix.
And you didn't just write the song, you produced the music video, which is like, I don't think anyone would have thought of doing that, or thought of doing that and pulling it off during this time.
Hi, I'm King, and I am the director for the music video for The Silence. It was actually me who approached C-Jazz. I was so affected by it. It sort of reflects what I personally was going through. Parang we started to crowdsource, reach out to our friends from within our network, from the band's end, yung mga friends nila, and ano. Tapos, we held a series of Zoom briefings. Nagbigay ako ng guide questions on what to shoot. Yung first was, what do you see every day in your home or wherever you are? And then second was, what are you doing? What have you been doing in the quarantine? Yung third, which is the headshot, no? Yung either kumakanta sila or nagkasalita sila. Almost 100 people yung nag-submit. So siguro total from presenting the idea to the band to collecting the footage, siguro mga ano lang yun, 1 week.
The Itchy Worms made their name in the original Filipino music scene in the early 2000s with their hit singles, Akin Ka Na Lang, and Beer. They record their music in their studio in San Juan, and it was not until the lockdown that they were driven to create music from inside their homes. But Chino says, there's an opportunity in all of this.
You did talk about this crisis and how much it's bearing on everyone. But I think the great thing and the value that we get from this, it's you used it as an opportunity for something else. Eh. As we talk about yun nga, better normal, what were your insights dito? Or maybe before you even answer that, parang what's the opportunity in this crisis for the music industry?
Getting used to creating at home. I'm sure mayro mga musicians like Jazz who are used to creating at home. Pero for others like kaming iba sa Itchy Worms na hindi kami equipped talaga to produce something at home. Parang ito yung opportunity to go into that avenue. Kasi kailangan na talaga ngayon eh. And then, nakikijoin ako sa ibang industry insider na ano na Zoom meetings lately. Everyone's looking at that. The opportunity seems to be going live online. Yung mga ano rin, mga corporate groups are trying to make inroads into that na parang, hey, kaya nyo ba na magganitong concert para sa amin. At least for the Itchy Worms, merong mga nagtatanong na ng ganon. And we're looking at actually staging, if not a live gig remotely, we can pre-record something. Parang kumbaga taped as live siya. Siguro parang mga game show or mga ibang talk show, taped as live. Pero I guess more of it is, kasi ang laking step to be able to just produce something at home eh. Sabi nga ni Jazz, ang meron ko lang yung practice amp. Tapos, last week, umorder na ako medyo pro level kahit pa paano na interface para naman gumaganda-ganda yung tunog ng album namin.
When it comes to video production, King Palisok says the limitations are much more glaring. For directors like him, it was a challenge to remotely stage a production. But there are ways to work around this.
There is always an opportunity to communicate. What people are realizing now is that there is this constant need to express and to communicate our feelings, opinions, thoughts on whatever is happening. And hindi dapat had lang yung lockdown. In video production, for example, may limitations sa pag-shoot. Pero on our end, we were able to, yeah, like for example, do crowdsourcing or do live streaming content or do video shoots via remote. But on a deeper layer, the opportunity for expression is always available. There's always an opening to express ourselves and communicate.
Tama. When, sabi nga ni Jazz, when life gives you gators.
What do you make?
Being able to produce music outside their studio was only half the battle won. Like most bands, the Itchy Worms had a crew who supported them during their gigs. And because they realized that they will not likely perform in front of a crowd anytime soon, Kelvin said they had to find other ways to support their crew.
Nung simula ng quarantine, there were a lot of yung mga live streams that was donate to this organization that will support these artists. But then, for how long? And
I have nothing against yung mga fundraiser, mga ganyan. Pero, end of the day, how long can you sustain that? Daming donations, diba, lahat yung mga feed the frontliners, mga ganon. It's a noble thing. But, end of the day, yung mga tao magkaka, parang, ano ba tawag, parang donation fatigue din yung mga tao. If it had like an end in sight, like about 6 months, we could support them. Babudget na naman yung 6 months na yan. Pero kasi ngayon, walang clear cut na date na by this day, okay na ulit that. So habang meron pa kaming funds, let's ano na lang, let's pivot naman yung support in the towards the direction na teach a man to fish. Yun nga, we'll just let's say kung may isa silang business, mag-propose sila sa amin anong tingin nilang pwede nilang gawin. And we can like advance them the yung pang startup para lang on our end naman yung ibibigay namin kahit medyo mas malaki siya compared to monthly nila, at least it's something na babalik din sa amin eventually and will generate income for them habang wala pa kaming gigs.
How do you suppose the music industry moves on from this? Parang okay, you've got the new single, nakagawa kayo, nakaproduce kayo, but then what about everyone else? Do you think they can do the same? Let's have Chino and then Jugs.
Music production, no doubt. If you have the tools at home, ang daling gawin nun. Pero to go back to the business model namin na tutugtog in front of people, hindi tayo makakabalik dun until a vaccine or a cure is found. Kasi yung pinaka-business ng mga musikero depends on the opposite of social distancing eh. Diba? Although there may mga proposals na, paano ba tayo magla-live show na may social distancing? Diba parang, will you risk getting COVID just to watch your favorite band? Parang hindi eh. Kami din, while we want to go back to that, kumbaga, that normal, we don't want to risk our health or the health of our crew and our families. Ang hirap eh.
Yes. Yeah. Find a way to be creative pa rin, of course. But it would also help if we can find an alternative income stream. Because, di ba, maging totoo naman tayo, hindi tayo nabubuhay sa music lang. Man does not live on music alone, di ba?
Again, I'm Kat Ventura. You've been listening to A Better Normal, a Poom podcast production. This episode was edited by Nico Bolante. If you have ideas for A Better Normal, message us on our Facebook page, Poom Podcast. Also, follow Poom Podcast on Spotify, Stitcher, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, or wherever you listen. Maraming salamat po.
Sabi rin ni Jeff Goldblum, di ba? Life finds a way.
Jurassic Park 1.
Sinabi yun ni Jeff Goldblum sa ano? Sa The Fly, no, Jazz?
Hindi. The Fly 2.
The Fly 2.
Hindi rin.
The Fly 2. Okay, sorry. Ah, so may 3 yun, yung The Fly.
Hindi, sa Thor 3 niya sinabi yun.
Okay.
Sorry.
Sorry. Daming saying ngayong araw na to.
Siyempre. Yeah. Okay. Para kung taga yung pisikat eh, kailangan mo kung tayo talino.
Ah, okay. Para kunwari matalino kami.
Yes.